Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Wednesday afternoon, the Federal Open Market Committee announced at the conclusion of their meeting that they were leaving the federal funds interest rate unchanged. Among the three options of either a rate increase, no change, or a decrease, this was considered most likely. 2 weeks ago, I warned you there was a significant chance that the Fed may actually reduce the interest rate this week. This probability increased after the horrible monthly jobs and unemployment report 2 weeks ago. However, the members of the committee pretended to focus on the later report of a surge in retail sales last month as the reason for leaving the rate unchanged. Here are some common sense questions to help you understand how the Federal Reserve has boxed itself into a corner where any action or non-action will be wrong. You've no doubt heard politicians, bureaucrats, and the regular media citing several financial statistics supposedly showing the U.S. economy is now strong and improving. If that were really true, there would not be any reason for the Fed to keep the federal funds interest rate at current levels that are still historically very low. By not increasing the interest rate this week, is the Fed really contradicting all the claims of a strong economy? Or does soaring debt levels by consumers, businesses, and governments, and rising default rates on repayments, among other financial statistics, signify that the U.S. economy is really in the early stages of the next major downturn? If so, then why didn't the Fed reduce the federal funds interest rate? In leaving the interest rate unchanged, the Fed is admitting that the U.S. economy is not as healthy as it has been pretending. Heed that message. In my judgment, Fed officials already realize in the ivory tower fantasy world in which they live, they will have to stimulate the economy by lowering the interest rate. But they don't want to panic investors and consumers by doing so now. It looks like this week's non-action was softening us up for a rate cut announcement on July 30. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.